Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You can sound off about Jeremiah's situation. He said, I travel a lot. I've had this amazing pet sitter for years when I travel. Super dependable. My dogs love her. And she was actually recommended by a mutual friend. It's been a great setup until now. Dun, dun, dun. I got back home recently. Everything looked normal. Dogs are happy. House looks clean. 10 out of 10 service. Then I go to open the blinds behind the couch, and I see something that doesn't quite match the paint down there on the floor. So he says, I picked it up. And it was a wrapper.
Okay.
Of?
Like candy?
A prophylactic.
Do we still have little ears listening, or is everybody in school?
Oh, no.
Goodness.
It was a condom wrapper behind the couch.
No.
He goes, not mine, because, well, I don't use them. Ha, 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 is what he wrote. Whoa, watch out, playa.
Lucky guy.
Jeremiah says, now listen, I'm no prude, but she brought some random dude into my house. Who is he? Does he know how to get back in? Did he scope the place out?
Oh, yeah.
Did he steal anything?
Yeah.
Or was this a one-time Netflix and chill situation? He goes on to say, and gross on my couch. Come on, man.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like
Here's
that.
My dilemma. She's been amazing, reliable, and trustworthy, and a good pet sitter is basically impossible to find.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
he
hard
says,
to find those.
Of course, I need her services again in like 2 weeks when I have to fly to Texas. So what would you guys do? Do I let it slide and have the no dudes talk? Well, that doesn't make sense. Do I let this slide and have the no dudes talk? If he's going to let it slide.
Yeah, maybe you don't have
the
no dudes
talk. Let me change his wording. What do I do? Do I have the no dudes talk or do I let it slide?
There you go.
Better. Or should I start interviewing new sitters before I leave? This really sucks. What do you guys and your listeners think? Thanks, JKJ. Hit me up. And that was from Jeremiah.
Oh, how funny.
So, if you want to sound off about Jeremiah's situation, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Had a dog sitter at the house. Apparently, she was getting her freak on there in the living room. He found the condom wrapper. What does he do about this situation? We want to hear from our listeners. 303-691-1649. First impressions, guys?
I feel like if I was in Jeremiah's shoes, I'd kind of be the one to maybe not bring it up, but like as she's coming over to babysit or to pet sit the next time, like leave it on the counter and just be like, hey, like do a better, you know, job cleaning up a little bit.
Well, passive aggressive.
Like, yeah, a little passive aggressive.
Oh. Like, or just don't even say it. Passive aggressive would be not even saying anything.
Just
leave
it.
You just leave it.
And she, because she, you know, she'd go white as a ghost and just be like, oh no. I mean, because then you'd have to be more careful after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't negate the situation of having random dudes at the house.
And I don't like that.
Just be more careful, right? Because
you brought up such a good point of, like, is he scoping it out? Like, even if it does, like, a one-night stand thing, yeah. That guy knows how to get to the house now. He knows his way around it. Like, that is
Well, that's
creepy.
Me just being a
well,
paranoid,
I don't like that.
You know what? I'm always so paranoid about who's in the house, who's watching the house. And so, like, when I was reading this, that's what I instantly thought of. You've got this random guy in the house.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea who it is.
Okay.
Who knows? You could be casing the joint. Next thing you know, your entire DVD collection is gone.
Not the DVDs.
What? You don't have to bring it the donations yourself.
What? Like,
they did you a solid
You
there.
Walk in, you're looking for Wayne's World, and you're like, hey, all my DVDs are gone.
That's funny.
Who's been in here?
No, I can say, like, speaking from experience. Pet sit, like, or I used to.
Yeah.
I used to pet sit. I have had this situation where you're at somebody else's house. You know, maybe you're staying there for a week or so. Like, I pet sit once for almost 10 days. So I was at somebody's house for quite a long period of time. Now, here's how it works for me usually when I'm, like, getting into that situation. So when I'm talking to the person about pet sitting for them, this usually comes up to where they're like, I don't care if you have people over. It's fine. I trust you. I'm sure you can clean up after yourself. So I have had guys come visit me at other people's houses. Like, I've definitely done this. But I guess, like, I do what Josh says. I clean up after myself. I don't leave things around to where they knew I had a visitor. But I also don't tell them. Right? Like,
but then they are thinking about, like, all the stuff they did on the couch. Like, I don't like that. Because you find the wrapper there. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
this is where.
Well, maybe
it probably
they put
happened.
A sheet down. They don't know. It could have covered the couch
in the heat of the moment. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold up.
Let me
get a
sheet.
They couldn't pick up a wrapper, but they put a sheet down.
Yeah,
right,
well, the wrapper fell behind the couch. I think the wrapper just got away from them. But I truly feel like this is something that most homeowners, if they have someone coming into their house to live there, they're gonna say, "If you want people over, it's fine. I trust you." Da 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 da. Just be mindful, kind of thing.
No more.
Like maybe not meet them on Tinder and bring them over to my house. Like that's probably a no-go. But if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you want them to come over, you know, they're probably going to have to expect that if you're going to be staying at their house for multiple days. So,
do you expect that or do you just hope that you've got somebody who's courteous and that they're not going to do that?
Well, I'm just saying, like most people say, if you want people, it's fine if you have people come over. Just be respectful. Like, that's my, you know, experience anyway.
Right. Calls and texts coming in. If you're texting, call us. We want to talk to you guys. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Quick recap. Jeremiah hires this pet sitter. She's very reliable. 10 out of 10 service is what he said in the email. Got home from his last trip. There was a condom wrapper behind the couch. It wasn't his, and now he's like, who in the world is she having over, and what is going on at the house? What do I do about this? Do I find a new pet sitter? Do I approach her? Do I burn that couch? Rose had a very funny text that said, I'm curious about the dogs. Were they watching, and how are they affected? Rose, thank you very much. That's a very, very funny comment. Oh, my God, not again. If you're calling in and you're being placed on hold, hang tight. Josh is getting to you. Here's Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. So what do you think about this pet sitter getting her freak on?
Well, I am a pet sitter. I've been pet sitting for many, many years. And I let people know that, you know, I ask them how they feel about, you know, if friends come over, male or female. You know, because some people don't want people they don't know in their house.
Yeah.
And so I'm always up front with them. You know, a friend of mine's coming into town. Is it all right if they come over for dinner or something? And nine out of ten times, they are fine with them coming over and having dinner or whatever. And but I personally couldn't have somebody spend the night. I would feel very weird about that. No. But
so you've never done that? You've never had somebody stay the night with you?
Well, they don't have to spend the night, Julie.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you only need about 8.5 minutes.
Well, exactly. I've never had that at anybody else's house.
And 8.5 minutes is shooting high, honestly.
And call him an Uber.
The Uber can wait out front while we wrap things up. Yeah, okay. All right. Come on.
No, I just, I wouldn't feel comfortable with having that scenario in somebody else's house that I was pet sitting at.
Well, obviously, and, this girl does not share your thoughts. So
obviously.
what should Jeremiah do? Should he give her the boot or just give her, you know, like, hey, hopefully this was a one and done type thing? Should he talk to her?
He should talk to her. I mean, if I do something that makes the people unhappy for some reason or gives them concern, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
So I don't do it again. So, you know, we can correct it, whatever needs to be done. I mean, that's what keeps a good pet sitting client relationship going, is that we talk things out if there's an issue and we move on from it. So, I mean, he could very nicely say, hey, you know, I'm not comfortable with having people I don't personally know in my house.
Julie, really quick, what's the worst type of dog to sit? What breed?
A puppy.
Just any puppy? Yeah. All right. Yeah, puppies are the worst.
Way more work.
A lot of potty pads everywhere.
Oh, they are cute, but
they
are
work. A lot of potty pads.
Good thing they're cute.
Yes.
Julie, I have you down. I have you down for give her a good talking to. We appreciate you calling in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Julie.
Phone lines are blowing up. If you guys get placed on hold, don't go anywhere. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I actually cracked up when Josh said about putting the wrapper on the counter. I probably wouldn't do that.
Probably not, right?
I probably wouldn't even address the wrapper. But I think that a tactful way to say it would just to say something along the lines of, hey, I'm not sure we covered this before, but it dawned on me that I don't really, you know, I wouldn't prefer you to have other people here just, you know, for safety's sake. And so kind of just maybe be vague about it, and then she can put the, you know, two and two together.
Right.
Yeah. That's
really she's good at putting things together. From yeah. what I understand.
Well, that is good advice.
Wouldn't
though?
This be a great twist, though, if Jeremiah is married and it ended up being like his wife? Like,
oh,
you
know? No.
Just thinking out loud here. Just the babysitter's like, what? What are you talking about?
She's like, I don't know. I didn't do anything.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. All right, Kim, so you're basically in camp, talk to her, but don't bring up the rapper.
Yeah.
Agree. Yep.
Perfect. You're so kind for calling in. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks.
All right,
bye, Kim.
If anyone wants to sound off, 303-691-1649. I got Marjorie, Stephanie, and Andy still on the line, but we'll continue to take calls. Here's Marjorie. Hi, Marjorie.
Hello.
Hello. Thoughts for the pet sitter?
So, well, I think he should definitely talk to her. My daughter's a pet sitter, and she's so respectful, she wouldn't even let me come by a house one
oh,
time.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, that's because she had a couple dudes in the house, so she didn't want you to see them, Marjorie. Come on.
Maybe so. I hope I don't find out this was my daughter.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be fantastic.
But yeah, I definitely think he should talk to her. Yeah, absolutely. You should be able, I mean, it's your home.
Right.
So,
like, how should he approach this with her then if he is going to be talking to her?
You know, I liked what the one caller saying, you know, we maybe didn't cover this before, but looks like we need to now.
Right. So, please stop getting your freak on in the house.
Yes.
Please stop. I wonder if this guy's got cameras in the house.
Yeah.
If not, it might be time.
Yeah.
And that could be a good way to kind of lead into this, too. Hey, I'm going to throw a camera up in the house just so you know that instead of using the couch, use the guest bedroom. So.
You know, I'm curious. I don't even know now if these people cover this with my daughter beforehand, but I know she let me deliver her coffee and leave it on the step one time, but she wouldn't let me in there.
Wow, she is intense, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's
no visitors allowed, Mom.
Get out of here, Mom. But thank you for the coffee. Love you.
Yeah, what?
So funny. Okay, so I'm putting you in camp. Talk to the sitter.
Yes.
You're very wonderful. Very, very wonderful. Marjorie, have a great day.
You guys too.
All right,
bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Who do we got? We got Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Advice for Jeremiah?
I think you should just leave it alone. So I travel a lot as well, and sometimes my husband gets to go with me, so we have a dog sitter. She normally will ask me if she can have somebody over, but I think she knows we have like 50 cameras around the house, so I'm going to know anyways. But, I mean, sex happens, right? So you
sometimes.
People have sex.
Wow,
it's
Katie.
Wow,
Stephanie.
People do. Sorry. People do have
sex
that.
Sex happens.
It does.
Is he just upset because he's not having sex in the house?
He's jealous.
You know what? Could
that's
be.
That's funny.
Could be.
He's jelly.
Maybe he's like, they're using my house and I'm not.
He could have the hots for the pet sitter. Yeah. And he's like, whoa, I thought we had something.
I know. We're bonding over the chihuahuas.
Have you ever caught your pet sitter doing stuff in your house with your 50 cameras?
Yeah, I mean, I've had her for a couple of years now. So she's had her other boyfriend over. Now she has this boyfriend over. I see when she gets deliveries to the house. I mean,
but you're kind of into it. You like to watch. So.
Right. I'm checking it all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's like, oh, she's got another guy over.
Yeah. You're learning, too. It's okay. It's a learning experience.
So where am I putting your vote? Were you talk or no talk? Put cameras up? What's your vote?
I would say just leave it be.
Just leave it. Just move on.
Just leave it. Move on.
Let her do what she's got to do.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. You are one vote for just buzz off. Leave
right.
it alone. See you later, Stephanie.
Bye.
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 She's fun. All right. Well, we can wrap things up with Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hey. What are your thoughts for Jeremiah and the horny house sitter?
I think talking about it, it's hard. Like, I'm a dog sitter. I actually used to work in a magical place called the Hamptons and used to have to, like, do, like, just pet sitting, but, like, how you would do babysitting with kids.
Mm. Yuck.
And, like, I would have, like, people go out and then random people just come back into their house. And so I had to have that conversation with the pet parent. Just, like, random people just showed up and, like, I was like, who are these people? But, like, just having that conversation because also she doesn't know if he has cameras. Like, I have pet parents telling me all the time, like, we have cameras. Like, we'll be watching you. Like, it's right there.
He should have a camera in there. He really should. Just to keep an eye on his house and what's going on. Who are these random people in the Hamptons? Was it just like butlers and maids or what?
No, just like the guy would go out with a group of people, come back with a group of different people. Like sometimes there'd just be random girls and guys coming to this house, like these little mega mansions.
Yeah.
It was like random, like there'd be like $1,000 like bottle service coming, just getting dropped in. He's like, oh, just let them in. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
What a gig.
Stay with your dog.
What a gig. How much were they paying you?
He would just hand me a wad of cash.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I never knew how much I was making that night going to their house.
He would just hand you cash. Jeez. So what was the biggest amount of cash he ever handed you? Do you remember?
Probably like $350.
Not bad, wow. I guess, yeah. for one night.
I was there from like 7 to like 2 in the morning.
Still, that's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good.
That's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
Why'd you quit that job? Or did they kick you out?
I moved out to Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She can't do that from here.
You really can't
drive.
Yeah. You really can't. Dang.
I told him, if you're ever in Colorado, I'll do it out here, but.
Yeah. Bring your fat stacks of cash.
And your bottle service.
Wow. That's bougie. All right, Andy. Great call. Thanks for the peek into your life. That's great. Have a good day.
Wait. You too.
Later, Gator. All right. So where did we end on this? I think basically have a talk with her.
Yeah.
Is where we ended up.
And get cameras.
And you can go about it slyly. Just be like, hey, you know, I'm putting in a few cameras.
I like that part. Like putting in cameras and then telling her, hey, just so you know, we put in a few cameras just so we can keep tabs on the house when we're here and when we're not.
You know,
so just so you're aware of them. That also gives her the heads up. We're watching you in your freaky moves.
You gotta go to the garage.
I know. Or your car.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Sounding off on the text line. Text still coming in and everybody that called. We call it Show Wants to Know, and if you have a dilemma going on in your life, please send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram. It is Jeremy, Katie, Josh, all one word, on Facebook or the IG, and maybe we'll read it on the air. All right, coming up next, your hype, Mile High Hype. We'll get you updated on all the big stories going around this morning, including what they're doing in Parker, and I like it. I like it a lot. So a shout out to Parker here in a few. With your hype, it's traffic time. Go ahead.